Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Woohoo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to the best New Year's celebration. It is actually December 31st, 2021. We're going to say bye-bye to 2021. Which is a number five. The number five in my mind is about grace. We are just moving on to more number six, which has a different vibrant energy to it. 2022, 2226. We're leaving the five. We're growing. We are ascending. Let's just say we're moving from five to six, which is always an ascension in our numbers. So hallelujah. We're celebrating. I'm wearing my glittery top. I don't know if you can see it, my glittery earrings, my glittery covering, just to say gratitude and celebrate the lessons, which it's all about. Today we're going to talk about all the lessons we've learned for us, not to us. We want to think about being out, coming out of victim mindedness. That's what I see in 2022. We are no longer victims. We are victors and we are sovereign. That's the goal for this year. And I want to share with you first, before we do our joint rolling, I read my meditation books every morning, three meditation books that I read. And I just want to share with you the message that I got on this last day of 2021. And it might mean something for you. It might resonate with you to help you in your evolution. So today on Along the Path to Enlightenment, we read the truth learned have to be put into daily practice. And that seems to be the theme with all my meditation books this morning. Practice, practice, practice. Whatever we've learned all year long, it's time. And if you haven't started already, it's time to practice it, practice. And that's the last word for Along the Path of Enlightenment by David Hawkins. the truths learned have to be put into daily practice. So we're going to talk about what is true from 2021 in terms of our health and our well-being. What have you decided is true? Basically, what's your belief system? I want to hear from you today. Really, it's important to hear from my listeners today. What has been true for you all year, and especially today at the end of this year? What is truth? The truth learned has to be put in a daily practice to be effective, it says. And they exist beyond the words. Exist beyond the words. I had an incident with some friends who were really offended by some words that another friend said, and they got all upset about it. And I thought, you know, I went through that practice for many, many years, being upset with words that people said to me or about me or whatever. And then you react, right? And that's one of the lessons I hope that we've learned this year, is all the words around the fear, especially corona, virus, lockdown. I hope that by now these words are not causing us to go into fear or react, but instead respond with powerful I am sovereign. In fact, I wrote down some I am safe, I am free, I am empowered, and I am choosing to be my higher self. So it says, if this is done, change takes place. We want to see a change, at least I do, out of this twilight zone that we've kind of been in, where truth has really been confused. And it says the purpose of information is to be absorbed with familiarity and then mature into understanding. I like to say mature into overstanding. Overstanding is about seeing a higher perspective, seeing things from the creator's point of view, not man's point of view, but the purpose. What's the purpose of all this? And that's what we're doing today. We're going to go into overstanding mode as usual and look at this past year from a higher perspective. What is it doing for us? What was it meant to do for us? Not to us, because we want to come out of victim. Victim mode is so less powering. It reduces our power. It takes away our power when we're in victim. Oh, poor me. Look what happened to me. No, look what happened for me. So in this other book that I read, The Promise of a New Day, the word for us is, it's a long paragraph. It's like one, two, three, four paragraphs. I want to focus on one paragraph in particular from my Promise of a New Day meditation and reflecting and renewal, because we are reflecting this amazing year that we have survived. If you're listening to my voice, you have survived the Twilight Zone episode 2021. So on December 31st, it says, the wonderful thing about being human is that we can choose. We can choose how we act at any given moment. And especially when it comes to hearing words from our government, our health, our sick care system, and the media. Those are the three primary triggers for a lot of people: the media, the government, and the sick care system. But it says we can choose how we act at any given moment. If we find ourselves behaving in a way we don't like, we can choose to change. Either to change our behavior, or if that doesn't seem possible, to change the way we look at it. It's wisely said you can do something for 12 hours that you could never think of doing your whole life long. And then it ends, this book ends with, guilt is unproductive. When we keep everything in the moment, that's the present moment, when we keep everything in the moment, whether it's the geographical as well as local, whether we're thinking about the world right now or we're thinking about our home right now, it says we can accept ourselves as we are. We are as good right now as we can be. And I think this especially applies to people who made the decision, oh, my goodness, there's so many baby birds out here. I love being outside because the birds just, look at this, about five or six baby birds out here. Sorry, I got distracted. Oh, I'm going to be distracted with all these birds. Thank you, birdies, for showing up. Okay, we can be especially with those who have this year responded or reacted to the media, the government, and the sick care system by injecting things into their body. And now we're seeing a lot of suffering from those people all over the world. And so we're going to talk about that. No need to hold on to guilt about it. If you did that and you're seeing a lot of people dying and suffering, especially people who are getting sick, and they said it was safe and effective all year long. It's safe and effective. The president, it's safe and effective. Get the jab. And now we're seeing all kinds of suffering from people who got the jab. Hi, Birdie. Okay. So no guilt. This book just reminded us. We don't have to have guilt about that. Guilt is unproductive. And don't put guilt on anybody for doing what they did all year because of the fear-mongering. When we keep everything in the moment, the geographical as well as the, we can accept ourselves as we are. We are as good right now as we can be. Because what I noticed about this jab, some people who took the jab are doing just fine because their attitudes and their beliefs are about staying in the moment and not worrying about the future, what could happen or what might happen. They're not worrying about the future. They're just staying in the moment, enjoying life, and doing their best to keep their bodies healthy right now. So there's really a difference in belief system, and that's really what we're going to go into as we celebrate the end of this year. I have a special song. I know I'm going to get in trouble with the copyright people, but this song just kept coming up as the best song to play at the end of the year as we do our joint rolling. We're going to celebrate with Kool and the Gang. You may remember Celebration with Kool and the Gang, and they'll probably mute this afterwards in the recording, but you know, starting out, if you want to just put on your own Kool and the Gang in your own house, that's what I'm going to be joint rolling to. I'll have my video going, but the music is Kool and the Gang, Celebration. That's what, and this is about staying in this moment, not regretting this year at any way, any shape or form, but celebrating this moment and having high expectations for a new year that will bring us more wisdom and more knowledge and more appreciation for the lessons we've learned this year. And we're going to go over a lot of the lessons, the most powerful one with Bruce Lipton, my favorite cellular biologist, who nobody was hardly listening to in the media, unfortunately. So let's do some joint rolling. That's what you came here for. And we start out our joint rolling, first of all, by rolling our neck. So if you're in the Blog Talk studio, let's just drop our head to our chin to our chest and roll this neck around, breathing in as we go, just stretching out our neck before we lay down and roll these joints, breathing in as we go, circulating our head around our shoulder, breathing in and out, breathing in, getting our neck stretched out and relaxed a little, and then pausing and going in the other direction. Breathing in and out, breathing in and out, enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying this cloudy morning in Florida. This moment is so special because birds are around, birds are singing, birds are waking up, birds are moving, birds are exercising, birds are doing joint rolling and flying around. It's so awesome to feel and hear the energy around me of birds singing and flying. So let's pause that. And let's just roll our shoulders back. Let's do our joint rolling on our shoulders before we get on the mat and roll all the other joints. Rolling our shoulders back, breathing in that good prana. Good ass prana is what Ralph Smart says, but good prana, especially outside. It feels so refreshing out here. It's a little cooler. It's not quite 70 yet. Yesterday, the last couple of days, we've been in the 80s. So we back in summer in December, loving it. And then let's roll our shoulders forward, getting our shoulder joints ready to go before we put on some music for celebrating. Yep. And now let's just swim in the sea of energy. Go swimming in the sea of energy. Woo, loving it, loving it, loving it. loving it, loving it, loving it. And backstroke, 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 and backstroke. All right, we are ready now. Let's put some music on. I don't own the rights to this music, so maybe Facebook and Blog Talk will have mercy on me and not mute it. But usually they mute music like this. It says copyright infringement. But I just have to play it because it's the last day of 2021. So we're going to be in a celebrating mood with Kool and the Gang. Let's get down on the floor. We're going to do our ankles and our wrists. You know the routine. And then our elbows and our knees. And then we'll get our hip joints rolled and be back up in the studio doing some vagus nerve activation, some breathing. Let's celebrate together by moving this body. All right, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
all done with rolling, let's sit up, come up, and let's just rub our hands together. Rub our hands together, and let's activate our vagus nerve, massage our vagus nerve. Put those hands on the back of your neck and squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Love on that vagus nerve and that neck area. Breathing in that good prana. Breathing in that good prana. Give your neck and your shoulders a good pat. Give your arms a good patting. Wake up the skin. Pat that skin down on the arms. Pat those. Don't forget the boobies, the breasts. We're going to talk about the breasts in a minute. How important it is when it comes to belief system. Let's get all around the breast area. Give it a little massage. Hold the breath. Squeeze the breath. Get underneath. Give those lymphatic areas a good massage so they don't get clogged. We don't want these areas of our body to get clogged. So we massage them and touch them. So on our way up back to the studio, we want to give our butt some padding all around the abdomen. Let's just pat and massage the thighs and give thanks. Hallelujah. We're going to go back up to the studio real quick here. Oh, I'm in my patio today, on the patio today. So it's a little adjustment I'm making here. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. We don't want to show all the woodwork area, but that's what we got back there. All right, so we are here in Orlando, Florida now. This is my new home. Yes, it is. I'm kind of a nomad these days. So this year I moved away from the ashram where I was situated for over a year and a half. And with much gratitude, my son has opened his house to me while I renovate a house in the backyard. Small 16 by 20, something like that. So I'm in the process of renovating and making a new space for me. But in the meantime, I'm also doing a lot of meditation and reflection on where I've been in 2021 and the lessons that I've learned. One of the most important lessons I've learned is about belief systems. And that's where I want to start with today's show. The best New Year's Eve celebration is realizing how much our beliefs affect our bodies and our choices and our life. And so Bruce Lipton to me represents the most powerful and the most truth-filled teaching on belief systems. And several years ago when Angelina Jolie told the world about her breast and what she believed, Bruce Lipton came out with this awesome video about belief systems and how powerful they are. And so that, I believe, is the number one lesson for this year, is that the belief systems of many drove them or inspired them or motivated them to make choices that they're now suffering with the consequences. And then there are others whose belief system drove them, inspired them, and motivated them to make other choices not to do certain things, and they're prospering and they're growing and they're strengthening their bodies. So this first teaching by Bruce Lipton, for those of you who don't know who he is, he's a cellular biologist. He spent much of his life, over 50 years, half a century, looking through a high-powered microscope at cells and determining and looking at their environment, the environment of the cells and how the cells were affected by their environment. And he came into knowing about epigenetics, that it's not your genes that influence your dis-ease situation in your body or your life, but actually your environment. In fact, one of the chapters in his book, The Biology of Belief, the chapter is titled, "It's the Environment, Stupid," named after the Clinton campaign that was talking about, "It's the economy, stupid." Well, he named his chapter, "It's the Environment, Stupid," because of what he discovered looking through high-powered microscopes about the cells and how they change and improve when their environment changes. And so my biggest lesson studying Bruce Lipton, following Bruce Lipton, was about the pH of a cell changes from emotions even. That when you are sad or depressed or unhappy or in fear, your cells in your body are weak and they don't function as they should. But when you change the environment of your emotions and the physical chemistry in your body with your food and so forth, then the cells wake up, they heal, they thrive. So I want you to just listen to this teaching that he did a few years ago on just something like deciding to cut your breast off. That belief system, he starts out telling and teaching us about how powerful that is in every area of your life. So
hello, dear friends and cultural creatives. Bruce here. It's May. My God, how the time goes fast, especially when you're having a great time. Margaret and I just spent 5 months overseas, Australia, New Zealand, and the last month was an amazing adventure in India. And upon my return, of course, I see the world is really moving through its evolutionary stages right now as we find a big issue with support of the government and the failure of the government making headlines every minute of the day here. However, there is one story I want to talk about for this May newsletter, and that is the story of Angelina Jolie. Now, she's made big waves across the country about informing the public that she went through a double mastectomy as a preventive surgery to prevent a future cancer condition. Now, what do I think about stuff like that? I know what she thinks about it, but what do I think about it? Well, you already know what I think about it, and that is we're dealing with something called the biology of belief. And the significance about the biology of belief is that our thoughts and our consciousness are really shaping our genetic expression. She comes to the public as a big representative of the Hollywood industry, and a lot of people follow stars and their lives. And so it was an unfortunate situation, the way I see it, that she stands up and advertises her preventive surgery. Now, let's clear the word right here. Mastectomy sounds so clinically sound and clean, but the truth is this: when one cuts off their breast for no reason at the current moment, then that really accounts for what we might call, and here's the word, very huge, mutilation. Why would you cut yourself up? And she says, well, because 87% of the women that have this particular gene are really liable to have breast cancer. Well, let's talk about this 87% for a second. Actually, I'd rather talk about the 13%. How can 13% of the people with the exact same genes not get the cancer versus 87% with the gene that gets the cancer? We focus on those with the cancer, but we fail to talk about, hey, there are many people out there that have the so-called cancer gene and do not express the breast cancer. What is the difference between the two groups? Well, the primary difference is the biology of belief. It's really what your attitude and your perceptions are all about, because this is what shapes our genetics, and we know the new science is now called epigenetics. And I'm really excited because in the last 2 years, there's actually a new branch of epigenetics called behavioral epigenetics, which is how our perceptions and our life experiences and our beliefs alter our genetic expression. So, hey, the biology of belief, which was so far out to many scientists just in 2005, is now actually a field of science unto its own, behavioral epigenetics. Well, Angelina Jolie is a prime example of what is the consequence of behavioral epigenetics, and that is your perceptions and beliefs are shaping your genetics. Well, now, she has a belief, and this is really clear and it's very solid. Her belief is having the genes that she's talking about predisposes her to the cancer, and her belief is, I'm going to get the cancer if I don't eliminate my breasts at this point, so that my future is really clouded by the threat of this cancer, which may take her life and separate her from her wonderful children. So her motivation was prevent that future death by taking her breasts and removing them at the current time. Well, let's understand something. Belief is profound. Would I suggest to Angelina that she not do that mastectomy? Well, yes, I would suggest it, but I would also have to provide a bit of an educational background. But let's look at where she's coming from. Her belief is so strong that she can get this cancer and die. What would I do in that situation? Well, she's not the first woman that I talked to about this. I remember one in particular who was so set on the fact that she was going to get cancer. Her father's a doctor, her brother's a doctor, her mother died of the cancer, her grandmother died of the cancer, and she was so committed to the fact that she was going to get this cancer if she didn't do a mastectomy, that when I started to speak with her, I realized that there was no changing her belief. That was a solid and hard belief. While I try at first to suggest that she not do it, I have to tell you the truth. In the end of our conversation, I said, I do recommend that you are the one that should follow through on a mastectomy. The reason is this. Her belief was unshakable. She already knew she was going to get the cancer. So if she's not going to change her belief or her attitude about this cancer, then she must follow her belief. Angelina followed her belief, and this is necessary for her to do because if she's not going to change her mind, then she's really opening herself up to the cancer. My concern is this, is that there are many women out there in the world that are looking at her story, listening to her vision about the cancer, and are buying into her resolution. This is a little upsetting because what it basically does is it commits people to believe that cancer is inevitable in their lives and this is the only way out. This is a belief issue. We must change this. And just to get an idea about how significant it is to change your beliefs, there's a wonderful story that we should understand in regard to cancer, breast cancer in Angelina's regard. And this is a story by a woman called Anita Morjani, and it's published by Hay House, and it's a book called Dying to Be Me. And very significantly is this. Anita had cancer for 4 years, and was in a state of dying, and in her last days of life, she was no longer eating. Her body had become emaciated as she was self-digesting her own system for nourishment, and then she started to fall into a coma. The coma then sent her to the hospital, and her doctor for 4 years said to her husband, yes, this is it. This is the and there's nothing more we can do. Significance is, Anita had a near-death experience, found an afterlife reality, and in that afterlife reality recognized the whole story of biology belief. She found that the upbringing through her Hindu family actually challenged her life because she didn't really conform to her culture, and this caused a lot of self-deprecation and belief about her not being worthy. In addition, she also had two very close friends who were dying of cancer, and the fear of their cancer in her life also promoted an illness in her, so she ends up with cancer. She goes through the out-of-body experience, and in that point realizes, yes, programming and beliefs led to this cancer. She had a choice in the story that she reveals about either staying in that afterlife or coming back, and she chose to come back. The most amazing part of the story is when she realized in her near-death experience that her cancer was really due to life experiences and programming, she had the opportunity when she came back to change that belief. What's the most amazing part of the story is when she came back from this totally near-death experience, and actually her physician said that was final for her, she did come back, and within 4 days, the cancer was completely gone from her body. All of this really points to the emphasis of belief and programming and attitude. And this is why it's so important for people to recognize, yes, Angelina has the belief and the programming that these genes are going to shape the future of her life. If that's what her belief is, then it's necessary for her to follow through. However, I would like to encourage people to consider other beliefs and consider other understandings about the nature of cancer and our psychology. Because once we empower ourselves that we do not have to be the victims of cancer, then we can change our lives. And we don't have to go through the mutilation of our body as a means of prevention or protection. And so, yes, Angelina for herself did the right thing, but I think she did a disservice for the general public. because she's encouraging people on the fence about their own issues of cancer genes to follow through on the mastectomy idea as a way of saving her life. It's unfortunate because what we really need are more spokespeople like Anita Morjani to reveal that cancer is a belief, an attitude, and a story that we tell ourselves, and that we do not have to go through the fate of our genes because we are masters of our genes. We control our genetics and our heredity through epigenetic mechanisms. And now, hey, thank God science has now come out with the field called behavioral epigenetics, which I personally call the biology of belief, to reveal we are not victims unless our belief system says we are. So I'm just leaving you with this story. Before you run into rash action, consider the other possibilities about life. Consider how powerful you are in controlling the unfolding of your own life. And if you have doubts about that, please pick up the Biology of Belief. And the same story applies to the new book, The Honeymoon Effect, which is...
So I just love Bruce Lipton for the last 10, 15, I don't know how long I've been reading his books, following him, his wisdom, his knowledge, his experience. You can't get any better than a cellular biologist who's been looking through a microscope for 50 years at the cells in our body to know about belief systems. We're going to go to the break, but I want you to think about the celebration we're having today is about the opportunity in 2022 to change your belief systems. If your life is not working for you, if you're in a depressive, if you're in the hospital especially, this is the moment for you. No regrets about the past, no guilt about the choices you made. This is the moment for all of us to make decisions about our future. Opportunity, number one, to change our attitudes, our belief systems. And as Bruce said, we are not victims unless our belief system says we are. So let's go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Bruce Lipton because he's my guest today, my expert on this topic of health and well-being. I don't know a better person. There are lots of people I've listened to this year and follow. Dr. Christian Northup is one. She's a real radical in her 70s. Most of these people are in their 70s, 60s or 70s. They have wisdom and experience to help us come out of the twilight zone. So we can do that today by our attitude alone. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more wisdom and knowledge and celebration. We're celebrating opportunity for the new year and to come out of victim-mindedness and all the other beliefs that are not serving us. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Having a celebration today because 2021 number five is coming to an end, and we're celebrating because 2022 gives us an awareness or a new consciousness about the things we've learned this year about belief systems primarily. If you're just joining us, we heard from Bruce Lipton, a cellular biologist, an expert in my opinion on all that's going on this year, but people aren't listening to him because that's been the biggest problem of 2021 is a lot of alternative, truthful information has been suppressed. So we haven't heard all the headlines that we needed to hear. So I have put together a few headlines for us that maybe you didn't hear and that we need to pay attention to. And then we'll go into, and I really do want to hear from my listeners today on what belief systems are you struggling with, what belief systems have you held on to that maybe you're ready to let go of because they aren't serving you. We want to help you do that. So this week, I came across a few headlines that I thought I'd share with you to make us think about what do we believe and how can we evolve and grow in the next year based on this information. Now, this one, America's Frontline Doctors, are the independent information from doctors who have rebelled against and are not complying with all the vaccines and all the stuff that we've been doing. And so they put out a notice about the White House celebrating fear. That's what we've been up against all year, the White House, the media, and the sick care system celebrating fear. And so many of us prepared to celebrate our faith, but then we kept hearing fear, fear. So here's what the White House said. This is just an example of how what many of us have had to deal with all year, fighting the fear versus faith and new beliefs. And the White House put out this message. It says, we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. This is the White House, our government, the head of our government telling the vaccinated, separating the, here's the division that we've had to deal with all year. And then they go on to say, this is the height of the division example. It says, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. fear is like such a powerful agent if you buy into that. Now, if you bought into that message from your White House, you might have run and gotten a jab, right? Because their fear, they're separating the vaccinated, they're going to do great and they're going to do well, but the unjabbed are going to be dying and suffering. They actually mentioned death in there. It's like, really? If you're not jabbed. So that's the opposite view we've had from the White House. I thought it was really interesting this week, I think it was this week, or Christmas Day, Mr. Biden, President Biden and his wife sat down and took phone calls. I don't know if you heard this. This was powerful. It went viral all over the world, of course. And a caller, a military veteran called in to talk to him, and they had him on the speaker on the phone. We got a pesticide guy walking around spraying his chemicals. So I'm believing I'm protected. No problem. Thank you. We don't want ants in the house or roaches. Thank you. Have a beautiful new year.
Thank you.
So the White House, Mr. Biden and his, if you hadn't heard, this was so wonderful to see. And so such a good example of the psychopathic, ignorant stupidity in the White House. So he and his wife are sitting down. A caller calls in. And at the end of the caller's conversation with the president, he says, "Let's go, Brandon." And Biden answers, "Yes, let's go, Brandon. I agree." Those were his words. He agrees that we should put the finger up to him. That's what basically the president of the United States, in his dementia, Alzheimer's state of mind. And you could see his wife put her head down in shame and embarrassment. They're playing that over and over again on YouTube, so you can go anytime and see it. So that was a perfect example of the state of mind of Mr. Fearmongerer. He's even agreeing that "let's go, Brandon" is a good thing. He says, "Let's go, Brandon. I agree." What? This is the insanity that we've been living with all year long, a president who's agreeing with F.U. Biden. So that headline from the White House that says, "For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family." It's hard to believe that our government is actually doing this, but it's right there in our faces. So that's why this is a time for celebration. Because if you don't wake up to a message like that where one paragraph is praising the vaccinated and you've done the right thing, you'll get through, don't worry, you'll be okay. And then the other paragraph, if you're not jabbed, you're going to die. Ugh. So here's some other headlines that we are so grateful for, that we are waking up and seeing the insanity and the evil from those in the White House and big tech and big media. And this nonsense emanates from the president's office, an office that leads not only the United States but the free world. So it said the frontline doctors end their message with, "As you can see, we have our work cut out for us, and we need your financial help to carry our fight into 2022. So I would support an organization like the Frontline Doctors, because they're continuing to encourage us to keep the fight going, be grounded in truth, facts, and science, like Bruce Lipton, my guest today. Now, here's some other headlines. I just want to read the headlines in case you missed this, and why we are now waking up to this Twilight Zone episode and how we can no longer be in fear. This headline from the Children's Health Defense. In fact, all of these headlines were taken from the Children's Health Defense, an organization by Robert Kennedy Jr., who has been fighting and supporting parents with vaccine-injured children for many, many years. And so he's written a book about Fauci. And here's one headline that these, in fact, were the most popular headlines in December people were reading. Number one, they were high-performing athletes until COVID vaccines destroyed their health. So there was a whole article about all the athletes who took the jab and they now can't function. Another headline, 85% of COVID deaths could have been prevented. So what happened? What happened that people died of, quote, COVID or the flu? And I'm going to suggest one of the answers was they suppressed all the alternative treatments like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, vitamin D, get some sun, they meaning the media and the government, suppressed all the information that could have helped people live with COVID or the flu. Here's another headline. Damning ivermectin tape exposes pressure by Big Pharma to suppress ivermectin, RFK Jr.'s new book reveals. So again, that headline just tells us how Big Pharma is running the show. In fact, as I said on one of my shows, Big Pharma is in bed with Walensky, who's the CDC director, Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, Biden. They're all in bed together having an orgy, a spiritual orgy, in my opinion. Big Pharma running the show, screwing everybody and the world. So they put ivermectin on the side, and now they're trying to damn it. And that's why people died, because those who got on ivermectin survived. And then here's an interesting, Dr. Oz said it's time to remove Fauci. Well, we all been kind of thinking that for the last year and a half, and now Dr. Oz is coming out. Yay! Celebrate. More and more people are coming out and saying this guy's got to go. And then many lives being destroyed by government's failure to recognize natural immunity, a physician says. FDA now wants 75 years to release Pfizer vaccine documents. Well, that's not going to happen. They want us to wait till we're dead in the grave before they release the truth about their toxic cocktail vaccines. So, and then this last headline says vaccines are sabotaging the immune system. Shingles may hold some in. These are headlines you did not see in the mainstream media, and I'm bringing them to you today so that we can all wake the F up and realize, celebration for what we've learned. If you're still breathing, if you're listening to my voice today, you can celebrate for all the lessons that we have learned and that we can powerfully move forward. And as Dr. Bruce Lipton said, we need to listen to people like Anita Morjani, who give the testimony about what she learned from her cancer, that it was all about self-deprecation, lack of self-esteem, a belief system that wasn't working for her, and attitude and perceptions that told her she was not worthy, and that's where the cancer came from. Well, we can say the same thing about the flu and any other dis-ease that Anita Morjani brought out. And that is that your belief about, number one, who you are, how your body functions, and how you respond or react to people's words, the government putting out something that divides the vax versus the unvax, tells us, stop listening to the government about things like this. They don't know what they're talking about. So I'm going to go to the phone because someone has pressed one. So before we go to our next expert opinion on what's going on, I want to hear from you. What is your belief system? What are you changing next year? What do you learn? What have you learned this year? Because we're not victims. We're victors.
Universal House of Justice.
This is
Andrew Nelson.
Go ahead, Andrew Nelson.
The Universal House of Justice is to have supreme and unchallengeable authority. They haven't manned up yet. The legitimate government globally would be the Universal House of Justice under really my administration. Thank you very much. That is a very revolutionary reality. Shoghi Effendi wrote extensively about what the Baha'i administrative order was to look like. And what is needed is someone who, like myself, has the correct vocabulary. Everybody is to be optimally immunized. Immunization and vaccination are not one and the same. One can be optimally or fully immunized without a jab, without being injected with anything. And so the objective should be for everyone to be optimally immunized. The dichotomy of vaccinated versus unvaccinated is based on the false premise. It's not about whether someone is vaccinated or unvaccinated. It's so that everyone is optimally immunized. And in most instances, optimal immunization does not require being injected with anything. And my belief system is based on the Baha'i Administrative Order and the vision of Shoghi Effendi. Always has been, always will be.
Okay, so what I hear Nelson, Andrew Nelson saying is that, again, words are powerful and words can influence people to do things for their good or for their harm. Because it's interesting that he speaks about immunization and vaccination. We need to be immunized when the whole world has been told vaccination versus immunization. Interesting, Andrew, because now they're changing the definition of vaccination. So they've been using that word, and social media has been prohibited from posting things about vaccinations, and you can't say too many things on YouTube about vaccination, and now they're changing the definition. So you see the tyrant's agenda real clearly in this year. At the end of this year, now we can wake up and celebrate. We know their agenda. Their agenda is to manipulate people's minds and behavior with words. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to die. If you're vaccinated, you're going to live. So I appreciate that universal house of justice because it even speaks of a cosmic order of things. Is that bringing in the cosmic order, Andrew, of the planetary influence on our bodies and lives versus man's influence, the government's influence, the media, the medical system's influence?
The spiritual maturity of humankind is gradually increasing. I'm not reading
spiritual maturity of humankind? Is that what you said? We didn't quite hear that.
That's right. The spiritual maturation of humankind is gradually increasing. It is.
Okay.
You know, I speak in words that sound like, you know, I'm reading from a script. But I'm not reading from anything. I'm just saying what I'm saying. You see, I'm so familiar with the Baha'i writings and the purport and intent of Shoghi Effendi for this future Federated World Commonwealth that I speak as though I'm speaking authoritatively as from the Universal House of Justice on behalf of the Supreme Body of the Faith of God.
Yes, and let me, when you mentioned God, I had a really interesting encounter with my grandson the other day when I did my yoga, and I want to put this out there in terms of belief systems. Thank you, Andrew Nelson. That was perfect in motivating us to examine our belief system and the words that are influencing us in this next year. But my grandson moved in on me on my live yoga class this Wednesday because he lives here, he's here part-time. And he came in and somehow the word God came up. And he said, well, God is an old man. And I said, oh, I thought this is a great opportunity to teach a little. And so on live video, Facebook, yoga, my grandson and I had a little discussion. Well, not a little discussion. I did a little lecture for him about God. I said, no, honey, God is not an old man because me and you are male and female, not old men, right? And I said, God is nature. This is just coming to me for my five-year-old grandson. So this is for all you out there who are still looking at God as a he. God is not a he. Let us get out of the King James version of the Bible in our minds. God, he, everywhere you read, God, he. We can move forward in our celebration in 2022 that God is not a he. God is a they or a we or a collective, but not a he. Because I said to my grandson, if you think God is a he, that excludes me. I'm a she. I'm a female. I'm a goddess. I'm a queen. It's a female energy. I'm talking to my grandson, five-year-old. He's getting it. He's getting it. If he can get it, you can get it. So let us move forward. Eliminating this male picture of God. God is not a he. God is everywhere in nature. Nature is feminine and masculine everywhere. So what are you going to replace the he with? How about they or we or them or collective unity, whatever, but he is out for 2022 for God. Woo, let's celebrate. Yes, no more he for God. God is a we. And when you refer to God, just creator, because G-O-D is dog spelled backwards, which says a lot. When you look at Kwame, I don't see Kwame in the house. He would have something to say. God is dog spelled backwards. It is a reminder that even a dog is God, right? God is in the dog. Because that dog is a mammal. He produces babies. He has sex. She has sex and has babies. So we can look at nature. Let's just say nature. When you talk of God, say nature. Because I'm in nature. The birds, the bees, the plants, the trees, the sky is all God. Thank you. Thank you, Creator, for that lesson from a five-year-old talking about an old man is God. It's like, and there are probably a lot of adults who think God is an old man in the sky, ready to punish us. No, the Creator, I call him Yahuwah, the Creator has given us 2021 as a powerful lesson, in my opinion, and a reminder of how powerful we are because we survived. And all the evil that we see, there's a video out on a friar. He's a friar, F-R-I-A-R. He's a position in the Catholic Church. He put out a video and said, the only solution to this Twilight Zone we're in is to arrest the criminals, he said. I was like, whoa, at the local level. Think about this. Wherever you live, you need to arrest the criminals who are still promoting these death jabs. That's what this Catholic priest was saying. Arrest. That's the only way we're going to get out of it, because otherwise the media, the government, all these people have planned this, especially Big Pharma, have planned this event. So hallelujah, we're waking up to the truth. So now we're going to hear, it's time for another break. How did that come up so fast? Okay, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Bruce or you. If you press 1, I will gladly open up your mic and you can share, as Andrew Nelson has reminded us about words. And this whole thing is about spiritual maturity. If you've been walking around, I'm poor me, I'm a victim, look what's happened to me, and not for me, then you've been in victim mode, and that's going to not help you grow and prosper in 2022. You got to come out of victim mode and be empowered by all the knowledge that has been available to us. So we'll be right back after these messages. And Jody says everything is in nature. Hallelujah. God or Yahweh. Yahweh.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Celebrating a new year coming because we've learned so much in the last year. And one of the things we've learned is about viruses. I hope everybody has learned, if you're listening, been listening to this show, that viruses are already in us, in our microbiome. And Dr. Bruce Lipton is going to explain a little bit about immunology, because the government has not been educating us at all, just fear-mongering. And that, unfortunately, the medical system hasn't been educating us about viruses either. I challenge anybody to show me somebody who's even mentioned microbiome. That's the most important part of our journey, is to understand this army of microbes in our body, in the trillions. There's more microbes in the microbiome than cells in your body. Look it up. Don't believe me. Look it up. Microbiome, M-I-C-R-O-B-I-O-M-E. That should have been the word of the day, every day of 2021. But, and it has been here every week I've talked about it. So when we have that knowledge about viruses, we don't go into fear and hide and look for somebody to put chemicals in our body to help us get rid of them, because they're already there. And they're not going anywhere. That's the deception. The biggest lie to me is that this war, we live in a society, we live in a country where war is the theme of every problem or conflict. Let's go to war. Let's attack the Afghanistan people. Let's attack Vietnam. Let's attack the body now. We've been in a war to kill a virus, where there's millions of them in our body. And what are they there for? They're the army. When you have a problem in the body, they go to work for you and get rid of the garbage that you keep putting in your body. That's why you get sick. I had a friend this week even, their mother collapsed on the floor, foaming at the mouth. This is the second person I've heard who's been jabbed. One of the symptoms that when they collapse and they're like ready to die is their foam coming out of their mouth. What is that all about? That's all the toxins coming out and the chemicals from that jab coming out. That's just my interpretation. One person died in that instance. Another person is still in the hospital being worked on by the palliative care, which is scary, scary stuff in a hospital. They throw all the drugs in the world at you trying to keep you alive, when really they should give you some yogurt. They'd be better off just feeding you tons of yogurt. Anyway, this person is still in the hospital, and what they told the family recently is that, well, the reason they've been having now, granted, this person fell out on the floor, weren't responsive. They called 911, took them to the emergency. They were on, they had to put them in a forced coma because the brain and life support. Now they're trying to save them with their palliative medicine. And what the report to the family was, well, the reason they had headaches was because they had a virus. I'm like, what did you just say? The reason they had the headaches, this is a hospital emergency, whatever. The reason the person you brought here for care, the reason so far that we know they had headaches, because they had a virus. They got jabbed, though. What are you talking about? They said it's safe and effective. What was the purpose of the jab? Was it to give them more virus? Well, the virus is already there. So we're revealing all this evil is being revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even in hospitals, they don't know what the F they're doing in those hospitals other than making money. And I hope all of you realize right now, hospitals are all about making money for the most part. Get out of there as quick as you can. Don't stay too long in the hospital because you might not come out except in a body bag. So get out of there. But the hospital is telling this family a virus is responsible for the headache. Okay, so let's listen to the truth from Bruce Lipton. Talk about the truth. This is actually labeled Bruce Lipton on the truth about this whole twilight zone we're in.
We live in fear of the person who coughed right next to you, or the person down the street who doesn't look that well. Oh, my God, I got to stay away from them. Every year, about 0.1% of the population will die from every flu that comes up every year. It's not different than flu, it's just a bad flu. It's dangerous except for this. It can be treated. The coronavirus is a flu virus. And they want to say, it's not the flu. And I go, look, a flu has a range of symptomology. You've experienced that range yourself. Some flus, you don't even know you had the flu. The immune system takes it and runs with it so fast that it eliminates the symptoms even before they manifest. So you may have had flus in the past, didn't even know you had it because the act of the immune system would eliminate it. First of all, let's understand something. What is a flu and what is cold season all about? There are a number of different viruses, rhinoviruses and coronaviruses, that annually show up every year and bring us all the symptoms of a flu or a cold. The viruses that affect the respiratory system, where the air is coming in and going out, are viruses that actually replicate at temperatures below body temperature. When a virus of this cold nature infects a cell, it doesn't replicate at 98.6 or 37 degrees. That's too warm. So basically, if the temperature drops a couple of degrees, then the virus kicks in. So the virus doesn't operate at body temperature. It operates at a colder than body temperature. That's why flu season is associated with winter. The average person is going to have flu symptoms that range from, I didn't even know I had the coronavirus, to respiratory distress. That is a threatening problem. And respiratory distress means that the symptomology has pushed the system and the respiratory influence of those virus down your respiratory tract from your throat all the way down in your lungs is open for infection by this virus. It could get worse. It's dangerous except for this. It can be treated. So having respiratory distress is not the end problem. If you can get treatment, it'll go away. It's a bad flu. Coronavirus is a bad flu. The largest portion of the population is not going to die, even though the news media threat is, they didn't come on and say, flu season, it's going to be aggressive this year, take care of yourself. No, they come on and say, aggressive flu is going to kill up to millions of people. And it's like, jeez, as soon as I hear that, it's like, okay, it's not every regular year now. It's like, I could die, millions of people, that includes me. And the fear is becoming a problem. But in some countries, they started testing everybody. But guess what they found? About 50% of the population that was tested had previously been exposed to this virus, but has no symptoms. In other words, there's a massive number of people, 50% of the population that was tested had already been exposed to the virus, and they had no symptoms. It means a very important fact that their immune system is working so good that even though they were exposed to the virus, that virus was not able to overtake the system because of the strength of their immune system. The bigger problem you have is the fear of the virus. In a fear response, The biology of the body changes to put energy into escaping the fear. That proverbial fear is the saber-toothed tiger that chases us. When the consciousness of protection is required, then the biology will adapt to a protection response. It shuts down the growth and maintenance of the body. It shuts down the immune system. Stress shuts down the immune system to conserve energy. We're all going to manage the coronavirus. Yes, you could get a respiratory problem and it could be distressing, but guess what? It's not that it can't be treated. It can be treated.
So, I love Bruce Lipton. He's so knowledgeable, so calm, so entertaining even. Sometimes he throws in humor. But I wonder, how do you feel if you've gotten a jab for the flu, a bad flu? And what we realize now at the end of 2021, we've just been helping Big Pharma profit more. They were probably losing a lot of money. Nobody was taking the flu shot over the years, and now everybody's been jabbed, and the government has paid millions of dollars. How many of you have even paid for a COVID shot? Nobody. So our government, our tax dollars, is making pharma rich again, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton. Because what he has just revealed to us is the fear is the adrenal gland stimulator that produces cortisol and all those things and shuts down the immune system. And that is what I'm observing over this year, that why people who did get the jab are doing well. Some of them are not in fear about anything. They never have been. They just felt like, well, I got to do what the government says. They did it. Now they were living their lives fine, and they're exercising, and they're taking better care of themselves, and they're not falling for the okie-dokie Omicron now. Yesterday they were, we're going to the park, and it just so happens there's a test line that's crowding the street. People are lining up for an Omicron test, I guess, or something. We're still being tested. Please, please stop this. Stop this madness. Stop being tested. The tests are not accurate. Just get that clear out there. Stop going to get tested. It's a bad flu, according to Bruce Lipton, and that's what we've missed. So if you have a testimony you'd like to share with us, please press 1, or list your comments here on Facebook Live. We want to hear from you. We want to collectively, as the Creator's creations, human vessels, vessels of love, vessels of wisdom, sovereign beings here, we're all very sovereign beings here, as we raise our consciousness and celebrate this new year coming that's going to empower us with knowledge. We have so much more knowledge. The virus, for instance, loves cold temperatures, so it pays to drink hot beverages through the winter, right? That's what we do anyway. We're drinking hot tea. And if you have a tendency to be cold, make sure you somehow warm up, get out in the sun. That's why the sun is so important. That virus does not love sunshine and heat. So wherever you are, in the winter cold of Chicago, all my Chicago friends, I love you. We're going to have 80 degrees today when all these clouds go away. But it's just whatever you can do to keep your body warm and reduce the stress, because as Bruce Lipton just informed us, the stress of your life, whatever it is, will reduce or shut down your immune system. So we have one more. Headline I wanted to share with you about the top 8. This was from an article. I think my executive producer Naima sent this. Natural News, naturalnews.com sent an article out about top 8 reasons not to get a COVID vaccine, and I want to just read those out to you and share another headline. So top 8 reasons not to get a COVID. Just put this in the back of your mind. You don't have to really write it down. But number one, shots provide zero immunity to COVID. Now, if that's not obvious to you lately, where all your many friends and relatives are in the hospital who have been jabbed, safe and effective, out the window. Number two, shots don't stop transmission of COVID. Number three, shots are not proven to keep you from getting a bad case of COVID. Number four, shots are dangerous with common side effects of blood clots, myocarditis, and how about death? We need to add death as a side effect on the label. Shot effectiveness, if any, wanes within a few months, which means you've got to start building up your own immune system with vitamin C, sunshine, and all the other good supplements, ivermectin, that are keeping people alive all year. Booster shots are even more dangerous. Oh, all I can do is shake my head when people talk about getting their booster. I'm like, really? You know, it reminds me, I have to say this about football games. My dad was, I don't have his poster up today because I had to really shift on where am I going to set up everything. I could have had him right here next to me, but I was in a rush today. Booster shots. Football. Football, we all know the game. We've seen the field. There's two pole goal posts that the guys have to run, and they score. In this game, this Corona game, this Corona adventure, I call it, they keep moving the goalposts. It's one month or two, we're going to get two vaccines. You're done. You're safe. It's effective. And now it's like, no, you need four boosters or three or whatever. I don't know. They keep adding boosters on. Even I saw Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson had one shot that would do the trick, supposedly. Now they got a booster coming out. Who's falling for this? Stop being conned by these people. Please stop it. Stop the nonsense. And then, other words, if you're like Angelina Jolie and your belief system says that these boosters are going to help you, then by all means, go ahead and get your booster. And then we'll just sit back and observe, and without we try to observe without judgment. That's what we want to do in 2022. My goal in 2022, and I've already been practicing this, is acceptance. I am accepting other people's choices to do whatever the F they want with their body. If you can't have a conversation about health and nutrition with people and they think they got to run off and get another booster, this article says booster shots are even more dangerous, introducing billions more prions, P-R-I-O-N-S, I'm not sure what that means, into the bloodstream, brain, heart, and vital cleansing organs. Prions cannot be good. If somebody can look up prions and tell me what that is, P-R-I-O-N-S, what is prions? But that's why they're dangerous, because they introduce more. And to me, it's just another opportunity for Big Pharma to put shit in your body. I'm going to just say that word. That is going to have a cytokine storm or confusion. It's going to confuse your body. That's what it does. A booster shot is going to bring more confusion to the kingdom within you. That's what it does. So just beware. If you're going to get your booster, you get ready for the confusion and the symptoms and side effects, because you're choosing to put chemicals from man versus sunlight and vitamin C and fresh fruits and vegetables. And then natural immunity is more powerful than anything the vaccines might deliver, and it's much longer lasting. And finally, the COVID vaccines wipe out any natural immunity and destroy all the antibodies your body already created. This is an amazing machine. This is the best biological computer on the planet. But if your belief system doesn't have that solid information about what this kingdom does and doesn't do, then go ahead and follow the Big Pharma lead with boosters and more boosters and play their game of football, which is move the goalposts further and further out until everybody's got a booster and a chip and all the other things they say they're putting in their body. And then one more thing, this headline, 16,000 physicians and scientists agree that kids should not get COVID vaccines. And despite this beautiful article about why children should not get COVID vaccines, You got Ms. Walensky, the CDC director, still pushing and promoting, and even Biden, Pinocchio, there's so many names, Mr. Brandon, let's go Brandon, let's call him President Brandon, because that's what he's named, he's even agreeing. Biden has come out and agreed that Let's Go Brandon is a appropriate name for him. We got to enjoy this show, people. Okay, we've got 5 minutes before our next break to have another one by Bruce on immunology. This is a quick 4 minute, just enough time before our break. One more very powerful lesson from Bruce Lipton to take us into the new year, celebrating all this great knowledge we now have, where we can make different choices if we so desire to bring our immune system into perfect balance with our mind and body, and to say hello to the viruses within us and say, you don't need to do anything because I'm cleaning out my body. So here's one more teaching from Bruce about immunology.
Hello, dear friends and cultural creatives. Bruce here. Today's topic is on the nature of vaccinations and the role of our immune system in protecting us from environmental antigens and those kind of elements that try to undermine our lives. So this is a very significant discussion because I want to introduce a topic that is not really understood by the conventional public, and that is this. Vaccinations and controlling the immune system to create antibodies against those germs or parasites that try to attack us. How do we create vaccines? Our conventional understanding in the world is that we can create an immune response by taking foreign elements, bacteria, viruses, and parasites, or pieces of these elements, and putting them into a solution, injecting it under our skin, and then invoking the immune system to make a response against these invasive foreign materials or antigens. The most important issue we have to face is this very serious issue about vaccines, because we believe that the vaccines are the way to program the immune system to protect us from environmental parasites, bacteria, and viruses. And therefore, we have bought into the system of artificially putting these antigens under our skin to invoke an immune response. The question of whether this is beneficial or not is now coming to the front because we're finding a very, very epidemic increase in regard to allergic reactions or hypersensitivity. We're also finding that people are bringing in the concept that autism seems to be associated with the widespread use of vaccines. So there are very profound questions out there as to the safety of using vaccines to create immune responses in the world in which we live. Well, I'd like to address this issue from the point of view of immunology has made a misunderstanding about something very important called the tonsils. We have all heard of tonsils, and many of us have had our tonsils taken out. And I say, well, what are the tonsils? Well, if you look in a conventional book, a tonsil represents an immune mechanism that will protect us from invasive organisms. And the tonsils, there's actually three pairs or six tonsils making a ring around your throat. And the significance of the tonsils is they are the devices that apparently are protecting us, and I use that with quotes, from foreign things such as viruses or bacteria that enter through our mouth, our nose, our eyes, or our ears, because all of these structures have conduits that connect to the throat. So if an invasive organism enters into our body through any of the holes in our head, these organisms must pass through the ring of the tonsils. It was believed and still believed by many that these tonsils represent the first line of defense to protect us against these invasive organisms. It's time to reconsider this concept completely for this reason. When we say that tonsils are there for our defense, then you would think, well, tonsils are there to protect us from anything that gets on the inside. And the significance is this. Tonsils actually invite antigens into the body. And all of a sudden, what do you mean invite them? I thought they were supposed to protect me. Well, all the tonsils have little tiny slivers of connection to the surface, so that as we eat something or something goes down our throat, a small sample of what we just swallowed goes down these little crevices and enter into the tonsils. The function of the tonsils is then to read the nature of these things that we brought into our mouth and then identify them by creating antibodies that will complement with these foreign things introduced into the body.
Wow. That is just so amazing to me. Ah, the tonsils. What? Wow, when you hear something like that, oh my goodness, you just got to have love for this kingdom within this body. Appreciate it. Ah, and as he said, vaccines are causing side effects. That's basically what his message was. Vaccines are an experiment, and you're the guinea pig. And we found one of the proofs that they're harming is the autism rate in children. Since they increased the vaccination rate among children, our children have been guinea pigs for many years now. As they've increased the number of vaccines required for school and all that, we've had more autism on the spectrum, variety of behavior in children that says they are not happy with these injections in their body. So we'll be right back after the break, and I'm welcoming your calls or your comments about how you're going to celebrate the new year with the knowledge and experience you have, whether you've been jabbed or not. We're not dividing here. We don't want you to have any guilt after hearing this show or this message about whether you've been jabbed or not. We just want you to move forward with more love for yourself, more appreciation for yourself, and not being a victim any longer. We want to move forward with sovereignty, empowerment, making better choices. And as Andrew Nelson brought out, the universal house of justice is about spiritual maturity. And that's why we have Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday nights. I'm the host on Sunday, and I bring in a spiritual chiropractic adjustment every Sunday night to help us grow in this spiritual maturity and this so-called universal house of justice by Andrew Nelson. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with some breathing exercises, because that's like number one with all the stress and all the pressure to give in to the new booster. You got to breathe instead. No boosters, just breathing. We'll be right back.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646 646- 359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Celebrating the knowledge and wisdom that we've gained in 2021. If you're still breathing and alive, and especially if you're not in a hospital, you have successfully overcome the fear-mongering, which, as Dr. Bruce Lipton has told us, if you're just joining us, we heard from Dr. Bruce Lipton, a very amazing cellular biologist who's an expert, in my opinion, on all this mess that we've been going through. All these lessons and classes, let's just call 2021 was a big class. Some people were absent and they went and got the jab and they didn't get in the class, but that's okay. We love you anyway. We're not dividing anyone because of the choices they made. We want you to wake up and be evolving spiritually, maturing spiritually, and realizing that the fear is the biggest factor that killed people last year and kept people in the hospital and weakened their immune system and caused their adrenal glands to produce more cortisol and shut down their immune system with stress. So now we want to come out of the stress this year and learn how to breathe better and take better care. All year I've been promoting vitamin C, apple pectin, echinacea, golden seal, ivermectin, if you can get it. It's a great way to boost your immune and get rid of parasites, and hydroxychloroquine. You can make hydroxychloroquine with grapefruit skins. You take the skins of a grapefruit, put them in a pot of water, boil them and then simmer them for 2 hours and drink that all day, whatever. Drink it until you feel better. So many things that our government, our media, and our sick care system are not telling us. That's why you come here every week and listen to the Female Solution, who are giving you enlightening information. So we've got a caller. I'm going to open up the mic. 312-671, welcome. Your mic is open.
We are in Yashalom, Grand Rising. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. How you doing there, Sister V?
Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's Minister Plump. How are you, Minister Plump?
Oh, we are blessed by the best. And as they say, black is beautiful like you, and our power to God and to the knowledge that you have as well as others. As Brother Andrew Nelson Bay sharing with us in the universal justice, unlimited, unstoppable way of life that we can share. Our greatest is Yahshua, our faith in God and our faith in each other, and with the knowledge that you have is a beautiful, fantastic educational experience. Whether they, as you say, do the jab, yay or nay. However, we just like to invite everybody out to the black-owned, operated, managed South Loop Hotel. We're going to be celebrating living, going away from the old, and as the words say, in exchange for the new, which is, as they say, happy Kwanzaa to you and everyone, which is going to be starting at 7 p.m. at 26th Street, which is like 2026 at South Loop Hotel on 26th Street in Chicago. And we're going to be bringing in the new year with promoting black-owned, operated, and managed businesses and supporting Black Wall Street, Chicago, National Black Wall Street in Chicago, Black Wall Street, in terms of promoting a new business. And that new business is the Black Wall Street, Chicago Black Wall Street, with Brother Ron Carter and others, which is State Street Food Co-op. You know, they used to have a Black Wall Street on State Street. So it's going to be opening up a grocery store, which is for our best health, food, clothing, and shelter, will be distributed out of the Black Wall Street Mall. And we're starting with the local hotel, which is South Loop. It's black owned and operated, and we'd like everybody to come out and share with us the opportunity of opening up our new grocery store, Food Co-op. And,
well, thank you, Mr. Plump, we love you, and we love Mr. Plump to come in for Chicago and give a little promotion, advertisement for the things going on in Chicago, or Chirac, I like to call it, because there's a lot of stuff going on there. Thank you, Mr. Plump, and how is your health? I would just like to know, as the last question, how's your health? Because Mr. Plump has shared with us throughout the year of his struggle with prostate issues. So how's your health today?
You know, I think in a positive way, because knowledge is power, my health is my wealth. And I'm trusting in God as well as trusting in myself. And the year 2022 is trusting in other people too, like you, the knowledge that you have, that our health is our wealth, and we should cherish that in a spiritual way, that we can continue thanking God for our life each and every day. So I'm getting, as they say, greater later, one day at a time, better and better, because we're still listening to you, and thank God for the Female Solution too. So I hope to see Naima and others too come on out. And let's enjoy the new year and have no fear as we go into the new year about the opportunity that God has blessed us to see another year. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's so glad. Nice to hear your voice. And Mr. Minister Robert Plump is a regular listener to the Female Solution. We appreciate his wisdom and knowledge and his little advertisements every so often, so we know what he's about, what he's doing in the Chicago area. If you're in the area, please go and participate and support him. And as he said, this is I think it's the sixth day of Kwanzaa. Does anybody have any information on that? And if so, I pulled it up on my little phone here. It's about creativity, Kuumba. And tomorrow, I think, is faith. It's the seventh day tomorrow. So creativity and faith. Anybody have any words on creativity today, if you're in the studio? How are you going to be more creative in 2022 and bring about the best of yourself and your community? I was hearing a video recently about the areas of our life that we need to work on. And one of them is just basically relationships, relationship with ourselves first and relationships with other people. And as I mentioned, I am in such a creative mode. Let's say creativity is the day, Kumba today for the sixth day of Kwanzaa. And tomorrow is faith. Okay. Faith is very important. That's really key for this coming year. To have faith, where is your faith? Not, we've been talking about beliefs throughout the show today, but what are you putting your faith in 2022? Are you putting your faith in the men in the white coats? Are you putting your faith in a needle going in under your skin, as Dr. Lipton said, to give you a reaction and supposedly create antibodies, but actually it creates more side effects? So Where is your faith going to be as we celebrate the seventh day tomorrow of Kwanzaa, the whole planet? And how creative are you going to be today, tonight on New Year's Eve, to be more than you've been all year 2021? Are you going to stimulate your creative juices in 2022? Or are you going to have faith in men and women who are just giving you their own experience and knowledge? You know, all these people who've been promoting fear have been paid off by the big pharma corporations or other corporations. All these corporations have influenced the behavior of citizens on planet Earth for the last year. And now on this day of creativity, Kuumba, we have an opportunity to really think about, meditate on how we are going to create our reality of health and well-being. And it starts with realizing we are not victims. Unless your belief system says you are, then see how that works for you in the coming year. But we're suggesting on the Female Solution that we are not victims. We don't have to react anymore to the government, media, and sick care system telling us what they think we need to do with our body. It really should be our body, our choice, and not this cookie cutter formula that everybody needs the same thing. That's what the theme of 2021 in the media and government and sick care says. Everybody needs the same thing to be well. Everybody needs a vaccine from Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, or any of these other pharmaceutical companies. And they're all in bed with Ms. Walensky and Biden having an orgy of money. Money has been flowing all year. Who's been getting richer in this year? Certainly not the average American citizen or average citizen anywhere. Who's been getting richer is the corporations who have been promoting the fear, the companies making masks. Can we get the mask off the mask or not? Mask, remember, like a chain link fence keeping out mosquitoes. If you want to put your mask on, that's what you look like, a chain link fence keeping out mosquitoes. So let us move into more wisdom, empowering ourselves with new knowledge about viruses and bacteria and all that. They're our friends. As long as we don't have a lot of garbage in the house, the bacteria and virus are not going to be active. And just remembering that we have self-worth because we spent 9 months in the womb. If no other reason, your self-worth comes from 9 months in the womb. So I think I have a caller. 312-849. I believe that's our executive producer. If you have a question or comment, we've got about 10 minutes left, and we welcome your comments. Go ahead, 312-849.
Yeah, Grand Rising, Viaja.
Grand Rising, and happy 2022. All things new in 2022. I think that's your saying.
Yes, all things new in 2022. Yeah, I put a comment on your Facebook page also, but for those who are listening and not seeing it, you know, I wanted to share this thought. Speaking of immunity, which is, as we know now, is not the same as getting the injection. And we were sold that bit of goods early on when people first were indoctrinated with extreme fear of death from the virus. And so they were sold the idea that if you get this injection, you're going to be immune. Well, of course, we know that was not true because so many more people have gotten the virus after the injection. So now the thought is, okay, well, when you get the virus, it won't be as bad if you get the injection. And then, of course, there have been people who've gotten severe reactions from the injection. So then they're told, well, that means what you really need is a booster shot. And so people are running off to get that. So now those of us who are paying attention, we see the game very clearly. This is going to go on and on and on. As long as you can be manipulated by your fear, you will continue to be manipulated by your fear. And as you pointed out, those who manufacture these injections, they will become more and more wealthy. Now, for those who have reached a state of awareness, where they understand that we are energy beings and they have reached a state of awareness of unity consciousness. They are aware that they are immune because that is the vibration that you hold that creates an immunity to a foreign invasion, particularly one like the COVID virus that was created in a lab. It's an unnatural entity, but of course, as energy beings, like energy attracts like energy. When you hold a high vibration of unity consciousness, which means it's not a religion, which religions tend to be, you know, condemning and judgmental. It is an understanding of the divine, as you pointed out earlier, an understanding that all things are an expression of divine consciousness. There is no hierarchy in the universe. All are expressions of divine consciousness. That includes everything on planet Earth, the animal kingdom, the mineral kingdom, humans, insects, everything. All life is the vibrating energy of the universe and the divine consciousness of the Creator. So when you have that understanding and you're vibrating with that understanding, you do not attract a foreign element that is hostile to your body. You repel it. It's a natural repellent. That is your immunity. And when you know this, then you're not living in fear. Our challenge, those of us who know we are holding that vibration and are immune to the virus, our challenge remain calm and at peace despite the extreme propaganda and social pressure to take that injection. And that includes everything from being threatened with not having access to places you want to go or events you want to participate in. That includes family members who say, well, you can't visit me unless you've got the shot, you know, all of that. To be able to hold this vibration of inner peace and knowing that we are immune is going to be one of the biggest challenges because other people who are not aware can't understand it. And our challenge is to not get frustrated with their inability to understand it because that's just not where they are in their spiritual evolution yet. But more people are going to get there because eventually people are going to get so annoyed and frustrated and disgusted with another shot and another shot and another shot, and they're still getting sick and still getting sick. So the longer it takes you to wake up and see what's being done to you, that's so, as long as you're going to keep going for the okie doke, however long it takes you to figure it out.
Yep. So, thank you, Naima. Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, that encouragement. We need that.
We'll do that. Absolutely.
And it's
so then like it's right there.
Yeah, and it's acceptance at this point. We all year, I don't know about you, but I've been frustrated with people's decisions, but now I'm at a peace of accepting people's decisions and realizing that we all have, like you said, this unity consciousness, realizing that we all have a divine assignment. I have no idea what my children's divine, total divine assignment is, as well as my grandchildren. I just know I have a very rebellious 5-year-old grandchild, and I'm just wondering, what is his life going to be like? Because he's got so much strength and rebellion. But thank you for the unity consciousness reminder that we are immune to bacteria, diseases, and viruses when we have that higher consciousness. And that's what 2022 is all about, going into consciousness. Stop being totally unconscious about people directing your life. So we've got Mama AZ, your mic is open. We've got about 3 minutes. Go ahead. And you've got an echo of some kind. Yes.
Grand Rising. Can you hear me, Dr. V?
And how are you today?
It's raining. And I'm telling you, this has been a journey. Thank you, Dr. Lateef, for your input. And I give greetings to everybody who's listening. Billy Carson, I know you should be aware of Billy Carson by now, Dr. V. He's doing a 3 or 4 part series about how the Bible got started. came about. And one of the major things that he said about God, he says, women are already oppressed enough. Hear me, women, sisters. And to continue to buy into this BS that the Creator is a man, is energy. It is not a man, you know, and the more that we buy into this and the more we ritualize it, the more it sticks. This has been created, people, and I, while I'm here in this facility, Dr. V, I'm going to hurry up. I've had a lot of time to put my brain in another spot because I'm really dealing with this part in my body that does not want to be there, and people who do not want to come to connect with me because I haven't had the shot, and I'm not going to get the shot. I'm going to leave the planet without getting the freaking shot. However, if people choose to not to want to connect with me, that's okay, because I have so many other things to learn and occupy my time, and I don't have time to feel any kind of way about not having visitors. Matter of fact, better that way, because I am learning to love me, be with me, and be what and where I go from here. So look at what Billy Carson has to say about the Bible family, because the brother is on point. He's definitely on point, and I'm so grateful that he comes in that body with that highly melanated, color, because it means a lot. And I know my time is short on here. Thank you, Dr. V. Thank you, Dr. Lateef, for coming in your body, because it is necessary for us to do what we came to the planet to do. Thank us, Dr. V.
Thank us indeed. And sister, I want to suggest something on this day of creativity and the Kwanzaa spirit.
I got my pad plugged. I'm plugging on my pad now. Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
When people don't say they don't want to visit you because you haven't gotten the shot, you can invite them to wear a mask and look stupid. In my opinion, people look stupid wearing masks. That's when I go out, I just shake my head and try to ignore them. But
because of the facility. Oh, I tell them. I say, look, yeah. I don't be tripping if you want to wear a mask or whatever. If it wasn't so cold, I said, you can stay on one side of the parking lot, and I'll stay on the other side of the parking lot, and we can still carry on whatever business that we need or whatever connection we need. I'm not hard to difficult to compromise, but you know, it's getting real stupid.
Well, here's the thing. You and I go back a ways on the word stupid. So as we leave the show, I want to put people in a positive mind about stupid. Stupid, the acronym Mama AZ and I came up with, is substandard training unable to propel, inspire, and deliver. So when I use the word stupid, I think it's a very positive word to describe the mind of people who I'm looking at, and that substandard training. You haven't gotten into unity consciousness. You haven't gotten into the universal house of justice where you're spiritually maturing. So substandard training, unable to inspire, propel, S-T-U-P, propel. That means go higher, higher, higher. We're going from 5 to 6 in the 20. Propel, to propel, inspire, and deliver. That's what we're looking at all year. We've been looking at stupid, and it's just the situation we're in. It's just how it is. I want to go to the last caller who just pressed 1, just to give you a few seconds because we're at the end of the show. 773-487, you press 1. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Kofi. Just remember, we have human rights. There's going to be pressure on a lot of people, but I think people now are going to rise up and say no to all these complying. That's what's going to happen. That's what's about to happen because we realize who's doing this. We know who's doing this. We know who's behind all of this. So people are rising up together, and we're gonna make a big flat 222 no. And I think that's what's going to. I think that's what's really happening.
www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show.
I agree totally. Thank you, Koofy. He makes an excellent point. Don't be afraid anymore. Wait, rise up with the rest of the unity collective masses that are saying we're not going to take this anymore. We know the truth about our bodies. We know the truth about your agenda, and we realize you're stupid. Substandard training, unable to propel, inspire, and deliver. But we're going to take on our sovereign position in 2022, taking control of our bodies and not letting man control our bodies. So everybody have a safe, happy new year. Thank you so much for joining me this day and all year. And be blessed and accept people's choices and love them anyway. Don't put out any more division or fear. We've had enough. 2022 is the year of love and
Germany.
Joy.
Danke.
Oh, my goodness.
Poland.
It's like vultures are gathering. Somebody's
France.
Dead over here. Anyway, everybody have a beautiful day.
Gracias. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Jeret.
Jeret.
Kenya.
Asante.
Israel. Toda.
Toda.
Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Love you
Thank
all.
You.
Thank you so
and may
much.
Peace be upon
Thank
you and the mercy
you.
Of God
We're
and God's blessing.
Powerful, beautiful year. Healthy and prosperous. Joy, care, and peace.